All right, Coach Conger, congrats on the conference title tonight. We can talk some specifics here in a sec, but, man, what does it mean to just be able to get this accomplished? I know you came up just short to in last year's conference meet to do it here on your home track as well.
Yeah, we've been in the mix the last 2 years since it went to the mega meet, and it's kind of evaded us for a little bit. So we kind of set ourselves up and set goals early in the season that we wanted to go get this one, and it feels really good. I knew that the challenge was obviously having conference on a Monday of district week, so we had to move some things around, but for our guys to respond the way they did was especially with the girls winning theirs too, it's a special night for Grundy Center.
You could kind of go down the line, I suppose, about all these different guys who won titles tonight. I mean, I got a chance to talk to the 4x4. I know the shuttle hurdle placed second, still talk to them. But when it comes to, like, who was impressive tonight? I mean, I suppose, again, you could just go on down the line.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, obviously our long distance was going to be affected tonight bit to try to save them for Thursday. So they weren't all gas tonight. But our middle distance really showed up. Between the 4x2 breaking the school record, that's phenomenal. We didn't think, I mean, that's three sophomores and a junior. So we thought that was coming later. And then our 4x4 has been absolutely terrific all year long. They did it once again tonight. Shuttle hurdle, you know, it was a setback, but that's probably, you know, it's kind of probably humbles us a little bit. And then, you know, just individuals, you know, like, you know, Braden Davey, Grant Newton had a terrific night. Tate Jarovsky had a terrific night. Braden Wallace doubling up and running the 4x8 into the 400 dash, leading that 4x4. So, you know, a lot of guys contributed to this victory, and I'm so proud of them.
And it's been going on throughout the entire season, too. I mean, meet after meet, you guys have been coming in first place. Just what does that say about, I mean, not only the athletic talent, but, like, the drive and the desire of this team here this year?
Yeah, we've won every meet that we ran in this year. And that's not, you know, when we started the program, that was kind of a goal of ours, to try to put a team together that could win. And this year we actually took a step back, and we, with our depth and having 40 some kids in the track team, we knew that we didn't have to run hard with the intention of winning every single meet. But you know, that's attributed to our young kids. There's a lot of freshmen that are really, really good class that aren't in our district and conference lineup, but they're coming down the road, and Grundy Center track is not going anywhere.
You bet. And then Thursday, it's that trip over to Denver State qualifying. Obviously, you're hopefully going to be in pretty good shape. What's just your outlook for there?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's another stepping stone to a bigger challenge, and, you know, we're trying to put together some stuff. We'll obviously, we have to put together some relays, and we won't individualize so much, but you know, we're going for six straight district titles, and that's never been done in school history, and that's on our goal sheet too. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
All right, appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats.